And I've had guys saying, well, I have my meetings always at a bar over a few cocktails. No, that's not how you build the business. It's not going to work. It's a business meeting. I don't have business meetings over alcohol. We have meetings after the meeting with some of my business associates over a cocktail, but only people generally we know very well. And that's culturally, of course. If you're in Korea, then you're just drunk during every business meeting. But that's a different thing. If you're not drunk during a business meeting, you don't conduct business in that country, and that's a cultural thing, and I understand. But generally speaking, rule of thumb, don't have your meeting in a bar. Ideally, you want to be in that person's house. Secondly, you want to be in a neutral location. Thirdly, you want to meet at your house. Why? Because if you say, meet me at my house, there's a good chance he may not show up. But if you're set up the meeting at his house, you're definitely going to be there. If you meet in a neutral location, then he knows you're traveling and he's traveling, so he's more likely to show up. So your objective, if he says, yes, I listened, yes, I went to the website, yes, I watched the video, yes, I listened to the introduction, do you have any interest? Yeah, I think I have some interest. Well, I got some questions about it. Questions are interest, by the way. Well, I got some questions. Questions are interest. If he says I got some questions, that's interest. That's interest. At that point, once you know he has interest in gin, now you set up an appointment. You set up an appointment on the phone. Don't go into a tirade and start talking on the phone, especially if this person is local. If he's local, do not explain this on the phone. You want to meet in person, ideally at his house. Secondly, in a neutral location, like a Denny's or the lobby of a hotel. Third place would be at your house. And when should that meeting be set up? As fast as humanly possible. If you're talking to the person, you say, well, what are you doing tonight? Well, let me come over. Now I could spend, now here's important. When you set up an appointment for a meeting, you want to release the person from pressure. So when you set up an appointment for a meeting, you want that person to know how long are you going to tie them up for? This is an important point. So if I set up an appointment for a meeting, I want the person to know that I'm going to be there for a certain amount of time. So I say, well, let's set up a time we can get together so I can go over all the details. So I'm talking to Ted. He got your wishes, your command. I went through the questions, and basically I said, do you have any interest? And he said, yeah, I have some interest. I got some questions. Boom. He just said, I just found out that he has some interest. What do I say next? When you find out he has interest, you can use a bunch of different phrases. I'll give you a couple. You can say, great. Let's set up a time where we can sit down and I can go over all the details. Let's set up a time when we can sit down so that we can go over all the details. Let's set up a time when we can sit down and we can go over all the details. Let's set up a time when we can sit down and we can go over all the details. Now watch this. Release statement is coming, and you can let me know if this is a fit for you. And you can let me know if this is a fit for you. And you can let me know if this is a fit for you. And you can let me know if this is a fit for you. Now, next release statement. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour to 45 minutes. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour to 45 minutes. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour to 45 minutes. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour, 45 minutes. Now the person is free of pressure. It shouldn't take more than a half an hour, 45 minutes. Now you go for an appointment time. And you're sitting and you say, well, what's your schedule look like tonight? Or what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?